Welcome to Mindset for Medical Moms. I'm your host, Courtney Given, fellow medical mom and life coach. I'm here to help you handle everything from doctor's appointments to surgery so you can feel confidence and peace as you navigate the ups and downs of medical motherhood. This podcast will share strategies and real life tools to strengthen your mindset and increase your emotional resilience. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go. Hello, beautiful medical moms. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about forgiveness, what it is, what it is not, and how to use it every day or at any time you want to. So first, you know, I want to define the word because sometimes we use these words in our everyday language and we're not really using it in the right context, or maybe we've learned it in a different context. And so I always just like to go to Google and input what Google says these words mean, anything, literally, because I think it will help you ground yourself into like, what am I thinking forgiveness requires of me versus what is it actually? And so when you do this, when you go on Google and define forgive, to forgive, it says to stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense or flaw or mistake. And so I actually really love this definition. I think that it's really simple, and most people think forgiveness means a whole lot, but it does not. I graduated with my degree in conflict resolution and mediation, and my graduation project was on forgiveness. And it's really a powerful tool for your relationships and truly for the world to exist. Like, the world has to exist with some level of forgiveness for human error, because as humans, we are imperfect and there's no way to get around flaws. There's no way to get around in life without making mistakes. And so on some level, everyone is able to forgive another person, an institution, a job, an employer, your spouse, your child. On some level, you're going to be forgiving people regularly because that's how we are able to operate as a society. Now, it gets all blurry because when we think about what it means to forgive, we think it means a lot more than it does. We think we have to have restitution and So when you want to forgive somebody, sometimes we think it means they have to have changed, they have to apologize, they have to do all these extra things for you to feel better. And if you want to forgive someone, I take the definition very literally. You want to stop feeling angry and resentful. That to me is the definition of forgiveness, is letting go of the anger and resentment. And I like to propose that, what if it is all that is required of you to forgive someone? Like, to know you've forgiven someone feels very heavy, feels very like a big deal. There's a lot of pressure on you to be like, what does this mean if I do forgive them? If I forgive them, do I trust them? And this is why I love forgiveness, because you don't have to do anything else outside of stopping feeling angry and resentment. It doesn't have to mean anything extra. And what I mean by that is that you can stop feeling angry about a situation, but still feel sad. It doesn't mean you're not going to feel disappointment. Maybe you might feel wistful or like longing for something to be different. It doesn't mean that you're not a human being with thoughts and feelings about that situation. We don't turn into robots just because we've forgiven someone. And I also feel like this gives us permission, when we think about the definition this way, to be able to accept that a shitty situation occurred and we have let ourselves process it. We've let ourselves heal because we've decided to do the work and not let ourselves carry the resentment or anger with us. And at the same time, you don't have to forgive anyone for anything. You could also forgive anyone for anything, but the thing is that it's you choosing to do so. And you don't have to forget, right? There's a phrase, you have to forgive and forget. But I don't even think that you have to forget anything. And in some cases, I really feel like forgetting is actually not being honest with ourselves. There's one thing to carry on in our relationships with a lot of resentment, right? That's not forgetting, because we're like very resentful towards a person or a coworker or a doctor. And that is different than allowing yourself to move on. And if you are in that space, it might not be appropriate for you to forgive someone. Because here is what you might be confusing with forgiveness. Most people I've spoken to, and myself included, wanted forgiveness to come after a person that has harmed me to apologize profusely, change their behavior entirely, recognize all the harm they've ever done to me, and tie it up with a nice neat bow, promising to never do it again. And here's the thing, while that sounds really great, it's not always going to happen. And a lot of the times it doesn't even happen that quickly. Even if it does happen, even if you're able to have a communication with someone and express your hurt and they apologize, they might not change in the ways you want them to, or maybe they will apologize for hurting you, but actually don't have any intention on changing who they are or their behavior that you find offensive or wrong. And especially if that person in your life is consistently showing up that way, then you get to decide what you do with that information. We really want forgiveness to be a way for people to like make us feel better. We want to use it kind of sometimes as a bargaining chip. Well, I will forgive you if you blah, 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 blah. And we're putting that responsibility of our emotional well-being on the other person to do X, Y, and Z so that we feel better. And if that's the case, if that's what we're really after, we can wait, right? We can wait for them to do differently. We can wait and give them more chances. Depending on the scenario, maybe it's worth waiting for, and maybe it's not. It really depends on the situation. But the reason why it's so important to understand the nuances of this is because you have the power to choose. Because you can forgive someone and still not trust them. You can forgive someone and still not feel safe around them or want to interact with them. Or you might need to set some boundaries with them, right? Some very clear boundaries in terms of how you want to operate with them. I think forgiveness is a very powerful tool in relationships. And it depends entirely on that specific relationship, on how you use it and how you utilize that with your friends, right? Forgiveness may be given freely with your spouse. Oh, we totally forgive each other on our grumpy days when we're hangry after the kids come home from school. These quick little understandings of like, oh, it's 4 p.m. We all are hungry and sweaty and hot, and we need to go get food and I'll take a break. Or maybe we need to divide and conquer with our kids because right now everyone's upset and no one's getting what they need. Some people in your relationships are not going to get your forgiveness. And it's not because you are doing something wrong. It's just because you don't want to not be angry. Like sometimes you want to be angry, and sometimes it's necessary to hold on to until you are ready. You don't have to forgive someone, especially if it's not even worth the work. It is time and energy and space for you to dedicate working through that relationship and forgiving them. And sometimes it's honestly easier to not do it. And I don't think that's an issue. I do think that forgiveness is a essential tool for operating in the real world, interacting with humans, and having to have error happen every day. But I think that it is even more essential for individual relationships and creating connection in your relationships. And the ones where you prize the relationship and the connection are the ones where you're going to want to practice forgiveness regularly. Those are the ones where you're going to want to understand how to stop feeling angry, how to stop holding on to resentment. Because those two things are not conducive to maintaining connection. And that is the opposite of being able to be vulnerable. Like if you can't connect with someone emotionally or feel safe emotionally around them, you're not going to be willing to be vulnerable. So on the flip side, I think the best place to start if you are ready to start practicing forgiveness regularly in your life, especially if you have been harmed on people that you're like, I don't necessarily want to forgive them, but I do want to feel better. Like there's lots of people that have come to me and specifically is like, this person really hurt me and I don't know how to feel better about it. And I always suggest the best place to start is with self-forgiveness. And this might sound counterintuitive, but I do believe that when we are hurt by another person, we often internalize that we did something to make it happen to us. We did something wrong. We weren't clear enough. We should have done something differently. I've heard, you know, I should have known better to trust them. I shouldn't have trusted them in the first place. Why did I do that? I'm so dumb. Oh, I should have tried harder, right? I should have been better, stronger, smarter, like you name it. Like all of these things, all of these thoughts that you're thinking about yourself are just a different form of that anger and resentment that can be easily, okay, maybe it's not easy, but it's very simple in terms of once you start practicing the forgiveness, you can let go of that anger and resentment towards yourself, which honestly is sometimes more freeing than trying to forgive someone else. And a precursor to forgiveness is acceptance. And so in order to let go of that resentment, let go of that anger, you're going to want to just accept that these things happened and there is nothing that you can do now to change the past. That's the other thing we wrestle with forgiveness is it tends to be something that has happened in the past and we want things to be different now. Like we want to forgive them, but if they could just admit that what they did was wrong, it would somehow heal that past hurt. But that's not how it works. And people don't change that quickly. And there's always that little part of you that feels you caused something somehow. I think that if you start with yourself, it's going to have the biggest impact on your entire life. Because once you start understanding how to recognize and make peace with your own mistakes and choices and flaws, you open yourself up to so much more love, because being able to love yourself and accept that you're imperfect and will continue to make future mistakes, that you'll continue to have error or just have humanness, your humanity is not going to go anywhere. So getting good at understanding how to forgive yourself, apologize to yourself, sets you up for also being a very forgiving person of other people and recognizing when this is something that you're not willing to accept as appropriate behavior, or at least communicate about, right? Like, it's not like cutting people off, but it's more about being able to say, oh, this kind of flaw, or I'm just going based off the definition. It's not necessarily that I think human behavior are flaws, but when someone acts in a way that either is uncomfortable to us or not kind in some way, we will be able to recognize, like, oh, this is something I should express my discomfort in or my feelings around, so that they understand that this is not something I'm willing to tolerate. And then you don't even have to like go forward to like forgiving them. You could just start working on being like a proactive participant in that relationship and expressing that communication, maybe even preventing some of it in the future. There are ways that you stop connecting with yourself. And when you stop connecting with yourself, you are also shutting down your own vulnerability with yourself. And if you can't be honest and safe with your own emotional vulnerability, it doesn't really matter who comes along, because you're not going to be able to have that with someone else if you can't have it with yourself. That resentment, that anger is going to manifest itself in some other way. And it's not fair to you to hold on to that. So the question is, where do you start? And I think it's really simple. You just think about the last time you criticized yourself and forgive it. Forgive yourself for whatever you were criticizing yourself for. So you could apologize to yourself and forgive yourself for either how you were speaking to yourself, what you were regretting, right? Like, maybe you were like criticizing yourself because you were running late to an appointment and you were like, why did I do this? I should have done different things. I should have gotten up earlier. I should have went to bed earlier. Like, you're going to run through a whole list of scenarios of all the things you could have done differently. And that is just unproductive in a lot of ways. I think you should think about that and look at what you did and look at the self-criticism and forgive yourself for both things you could possibly do. But I think really is the act of being able to say, oh, I was running late, and that doesn't mean anything negative about who I am as a person. And it's okay that I was a little bit late to an appointment. Like, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that serious. It's not going to hurt you or another person. It doesn't mean you're this flawed being. And being able to see that from your offense and be like, oh, this is not something I have to berate myself over. And then you can allow yourself to just accept that this happened and that it's okay. The next time you remember something that you did that was cringy or embarrassing, it's always a good, fun place to start. Forgive yourself for saying something or doing something that was a little bit bizarre, a little bit weird. Sometimes, especially at nighttime when we're replaying the things we said 10 years ago or 5 years ago, or some random party that you didn't know anyone and you start blurting out random information. Yeah. Think about that and let yourself accept that you did that. Let yourself accept the cringe and know it doesn't mean anything about you as a person. It doesn't mean that you're flawed. It doesn't mean that you're a weirdo. It doesn't mean that you're unlovable or unlikable. And then forgive yourself for it. Forgive yourself for oversharing. Forgive yourself for blurting random facts about things out loud, talking about Taylor Swift for 2 hours. Because here's the thing that we're trying to do with these examples is, it's not forgiving yourself for these things is not that you did something inherently wrong. It's that your brain is using these examples as if you did, right? So the act of doing this exercise is not to say like, oh, you were late and so therefore you're bad. You need to forgive yourself for doing a bad thing. It's you acknowledging that you're recognizing something as bad. And in order to let go of that feeling of resentment towards yourself or anger with yourself, you have to first neutralize that experience in the first place. And once we neutralize that, we're like, oh, I did this thing 8 years ago, and I feel really uncomfortable thinking about it. And now, when I replay that in my mind as I'm falling asleep and think about the cringy things I said and feel all over embarrassed, I'm punishing myself because I think I made a mistake that needs to be repeated over and over and over again in my mind to remind myself why I am bad, why I am wrong, why I'm weird, right? And this process keeps us stuck in that negative cycle of self-talk and decreases your self-confidence, doesn't feel like you can be your authentic self because you might be too weird. It just leads into all these other aspects of your life where you are not good enough. And when we peel that back and we're just like, okay, let's just sit with the fact that I did this weird thing and I forgive myself. I forgive myself for being weird. I forgive myself for not having a filter sometimes. And it's not that not having a filter is bad. It's just being able to neutralize it. And once you're in that place of neutrality and acceptance, you get to actually play with it more and feel like you can see that you're like, oh, actually, it wasn't that bad. Like, oh, I say cringy things sometimes. And who cares? It's not that serious. I just love this because it really shows you what your mind is going to replay and replay and replay. I've overshared so many things and I'm like looking back, I'm like, not my best work there. Well, hopefully no one thinks that I'm crazy, but here's the thing. Recently on Instagram, I shared about making friends at a PTA meeting. And I got so many DMs of women saying the exact same thing. They were like, oh my gosh, this is so relatable. I feel like I want to do this too, but I just hold back because I don't want to be seen as weird. And it's so funny because I almost didn't even share my experience. I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, this is going to make me so weird. And then two, I'm like, the reason why we're all struggling to make these connections is because we're all holding back. Like, what if we were not all holding back our weirdness, our oversharing, our filters? And I just think that this exercise will show you those things that you might be replaying in your mind as bad. And just the act of recognizing that you're allowed to forgive yourself for some cringy moment. And it doesn't mean you made a mistake. It doesn't mean this big thing. It simply means that you're allowed to do these things, right? Like you are not meant to be constantly perfect. You're not meant to have perfect conversations where you never say anything awkward. You're not meant to do that because that's not how the real world exists. And what the tool of forgiveness really does is allow ourselves to be human and recognize our humanity. Sometimes if I'm doing this exercise with a client or I'm walking them through their own personal forgiveness protocol, I will have them literally say out loud what they want to forgive someone for, because there's something about speaking out loud the words, I forgive my mom for blank, I forgive so-and-so for blank. You feel it in your body, whether you can believe the words or not. And it's a really great way to kind of check if the forgiveness is authentic. And so I forgive myself for not having a filter last week at that brunch. And you're like, how does that feel in your body? And maybe there's some resistance still, but it's a way to explore, like, why can't I forgive myself for this? Why does it feel so heavy? Why does it feel like such a huge mistake? what do I expect of myself in these social situations that I have created for myself that I'm not even recognizing yet? What expectations are there for me in this social situation that I didn't meet apparently for myself? You can do this for other people as well, like, but still towards yourself, you could say something along the lines of, I forgive myself for believing them. I forgive myself for believing that they were trustworthy or dependable or kind, right? Like just letting yourself know that you're not dumb for trusting someone. You're not a bad judge of character for trusting somebody, right? Like you make things mean something about yourself, and then you just have shuffled that into your information folder about who you are. And that's why it's important to take a look at these things, because you're like, oh, I believed this person and then they hurt me and they lied. And I actually forgive myself for that. I forgive myself, not because you made a mistake, but because it's important to recognize that that action of believing them was not something that you did as a bad person. Like you're not flawed because you believe someone. You believe them because you're allowed to believe people and it doesn't make you a bad person. And this exercise is also super helpful for me because I sometimes just like to do it as a reminder of like, oh yeah, I forgive myself for not knowing that I had options in this scenario. There's so many times where I look back and I'm like, why didn't I do something differently? Why didn't I take more advantage of resources I had? And in reality, it helps me look back and be like, I didn't think I had the option. And I forgive myself for not knowing. I forgive myself for getting through it the best I could, right? Like I accept that this is the path that I took and that time I really did think it was the best. And in the act of forgiving yourself, you're actually exploring compassion. You're actually looking at it from a new perspective of like, oh, I was just really struggling. And this is how I coped with that time of my life. Forgiveness doesn't come from other people because it's something you create within yourself. And when you start practicing on yourself, you'll start to notice how you can forgive others as well because you've developed that muscle, you've developed that skill of recognizing, maybe this doesn't actually mean anything about me. And you open yourself up to that compassion, the understanding that you may need boundaries. And when you have that option, it's really empowering because when you know that you could forgive someone if you wanted to, that you know how to forgive someone if you wanted to, you don't actually have that much pressure to forgive them. You're just like, yeah, when I am ready to work through that anger and resentment, I can totally do that. And knowing that you don't need them to change to forgive them. Because forgiveness is actually a decision you feel you make for yourself to feel less anger and resentment about a situation. And forgiveness is essentially about not abandoning yourself along the way. Because a lot of times what happens is that you think, like, I want to forgive this person, but if I do that, then everything just goes back to normal. And then what? Then I'm just unhappy and resentful. And I feel like I'm the one losing out in the situation. I'm compromising on my needs and my wants. And it's literally the opposite, because forgiveness is not about abandoning yourself or giving up the quality of life or letting yourself be a doormat. You will always be able to set boundaries no matter how much you've forgiven someone. And I think it's actually really smart to forgive people and know, like, oh, this is something that I need to be aware of in terms of who they are and how they operate in the world and what boundaries I need to operate with them in the world or operate around them, interact with them. Boundaries protect you and keep you moving forward so that you are not giving yourself up in the process. And if someone has hurt you and has no desire to apologize or no desire to change their behavior, maybe you're not going to want to trust them again. Maybe you don't want to talk to them. Those kinds of boundaries, just because you forgive someone doesn't mean that you have to go out of your way to keep the relationship the same. And I think that's a really confusing part, is that when we forgive someone, we're supposed to forgive and forget. And forgiveness does not require someone to forget all of the things that they've done. It just allows you to make an informed decision on how you want to interact. And no, this doesn't make you a bad person, because I was just speaking to someone and they were like, I don't want to interact with these people. And I said, fine. And they were like, but that makes me a bad person. And they said, it's so matter of a fact. I was like, to who? Who is making the rules that you're a bad person? Who's deciding you're a bad person? They're like, well, if I can just decide this and move on without much fanfare, it must mean that I'm like, I'm not a kind person. And this is 100% due to socialization as a woman, because women are socialized to be as polite and accommodating as possible. We are told through indirect and direct messaging that our job is to be so, like, even with forgiveness, it feels like forgive and forget so that you're not a problem, so that this isn't a nuisance to other people. You want to just kind of tamper down your own feelings. And this doesn't actually make you anything at all. Just you get to decide how you want to interact with people and then go from there. It can mean whatever you decide. And personally, my opinion is that I think it makes you smart and considerate of them too. Because here's the other flip side, is that is a kind thing to interact with people forcibly, or is a kind thing to not interact with someone where you have way less negative thoughts about them, way less negative energy towards them? Whereas if I'm forced to interact with someone I don't really like and who has hurt me, the whole time I'm showing up in an energy in a way that isn't very kind in the first place. I am way kinder when I've set a boundary and I'm not interacting with that person as much. So it really depends on who and why and how you go about this, but it doesn't mean that you are required to do anything for that person just because you've forgiven them. And it absolutely does not mean you approve of anything that they've done. The biggest thing that held me back from forgiving people in my life was I thought that I would have to give up my own dignity in the process. That if I forgave this person for their offense or for their harm, I was putting my stamp of approval on their behavior, saying, you know, I understand why you did that. It's okay that you hurt me. It's okay you were inconsiderate and unkind. That's not what forgiveness is. It's not. It's a gift you give yourself. It's a solution for your anger and resentment. It's a tool to create connection and vulnerability in your relationships, including the relationship you have with yourself. And that's where I highly encourage you to start. Start forgiving yourself for something today, something that you replayed in your mind over the last week, something that maybe is a little cringy, and allow yourself to accept that you are a human being. You have a human error that will exist forever, and regularly forgiving yourself opens you up to that compassion, which actually leads to more authenticity, more connection in your life, and less anger and resentment towards yourself and those around you. All right. If you do this and you get stuck or want help or want to share your celebratory wins, please join me in the Facebook group program or podcast community where you can share with us if you have questions. And if you want to share about a situation, you can always share anonymously on the Facebook group. So yeah, join us over there. All right. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
The episode is over, but there's so much more you can get from our Facebook group. Come to the Mindset for Medical Moms Facebook group community at the link in the show notes and discuss all the things about the podcast. Also, you can get coached for free. Come and ask me questions and connect with fellow medical moms. I hope to see you there. Thank you so much.